Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Mate Sessions on CliffCentral.com. So, most of you will know Jane. She's a household name here at CliffCentral.com and a real trailblazer too. Since the start of Cliff Central, 3 years ago, she has promoted herself from cleaner to hostess to producer and now presenter. Yes, Jane.
Presenter of the Mate Session Show. Yes.
Whoa, you're getting ahead of yourself. Okay, so a few weeks ago, we brought Jane on the show to talk about her journey from rural Limpopo to rubbing shoulders with the who's who of South Africa here at CliffCentral.com. She made an amazing guest, and we thought that she would make an even better host. So today, in a turn of events, she'll be interviewing Tuliza Cindy and I on a special edition of the Mate Sessions called Jane's Corner. So, Miss Jane, take it away.
Welcome, ladies, to my show.
Oh my God.
This is my show today.
I'm the hostess today.
I'm the hostess.
It's happening, Tools.
Okay.
We're out.
Yes,
we're out.
I'm hosting you, ladies. I'm hosting you. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Welcome.
So nice to be a guest. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So good to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Okay. How are you, ladies?
We're good. Yeah.
Are you feeling well? You're looking good, by the way.
Ooh,
I love.
Thank you.
You know, me and Tulisa, we're wearing like a denim today. Oh my God.
Well, we had to dress up. It's such an honor to be invited.
The problem is you get the memo.
Oh, yes. No.
We forget about you. Sorry, ladies.
Are you throwing shade? What's wrong with me?
Okay. Sorry, babes. Next week, we're gonna tell you what we have to wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we have a dress code on the Mate Sessions.
No,
imagine.
Because today we are dinner ladies.
Mm.
Okay.
You're already upgrading us. Thank you, Jane. Okay. We appreciate it.
I feel like a girl band. We're in a girl band.
We're in a band. It's true.
We are.
Called Jane's Corner. We're like the backup singers.
So in other words, I'm holding you by the corner.
Jane's Corner with Tuliza Cindy and Balin Juman.
Welcome to my corner, ladies. Otherwise, I'll put you into my bag. Don't worry about that. So, Tulisa, I have a few questions to ask you today.
Sure, go for it. I'm scared.
Are you ready for... No, you don't have to be scared.
Lynn, I'm scared. I'm glad you're going first, girl.
Dude. You must feel free. This
okay.
is a free country. Welcome to my show.
Tulisa, it's a free country, love.
This is a free country, girl. First question that I want to know about you. You can see I'm not reading anything.
Yes.
It's from here. Oh, that's me. You know, I just want to know... First time when you arrive in South Africa.
Yes.
How the people treat you?
Okay, so I first arrived when I was 4 years old.
Oh my God. In other words, you are South African.
It's like you don't remember.
I mean, guys,
you are.
Let's not take it that far. I'm not South African.
No, you know what? In this country.
What? Okay, so hold on, lady. When are you South African and when are you not South African? Because it's so convenient. Sometimes she claims us, sometimes she doesn't claim us.
I know.
So
she's South African.
She's a citizen.
I'm South African on paper.
No, girl.
No. I am.
4 years. You are still a toddler.
Comrade.
Yes.
You are still like.
Out of order. Comrade.
They've been like feeding you. In other words,
language. I am South African on paper. And in a lot of senses, I am more South African than I am any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times, I don't feel South African at all. But it's not that I feel other things. It's that I just don't feel South African.
Why?
It's like all the moments when they say, oh, guys, why don't you speak Zulu? Or,
but
you know, cultural things that I don't.
Hold on. You grew up in this country.
I did.
Which language did you learn when you grew up?
English. I learned English and I learned Afrikaans. I went to.
Oh, she's a coconut.
I'm talking about the coconut.
No, I didn't. I didn't learn any.
Why?
So I went to live in Secunda, which is a very Afrikaans town. And when I went to primary school, it was an all-white school.
Okay.
When I went to high school, it was an Afrikaans school. That was the first year that there was an English medium.
I can read you from your tongue.
But there are a lot of black South Africans who don't speak.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
A mother tongue and or like even, a vernacular language, you know?
And even they feel outside of their own culture.
Mm.
You know, so what more someone like me who is both foreign and... You know, I don't necessarily subscribe to so much of the South African black culture. So, yeah, so I got here when I was 4 years old. moved to Secunda. And I remember actually, this is something I'm so ashamed of sometimes. But I remember
Why?
I used
you don't
to,
have to be shaken.
No, I remember I used to dislike black people when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It's not even when I was like, I mean, till I was like 21.
Jen, let's leave.
Till I was about 21.
Because show's over.
No, but really, because when I was younger, I actually had a lot more altercations with black South Africans than I had with any other kind of South Africans. Like being called kwere kwere, being, you know, dissed and insulted in different languages. Okay. That they tended to come from black people. So, I mean, in terms of treatment, I tended to be treated badly by black South Africans. I tended to be treated, I guess, kind of average.
But I don't know. I don't understand why they treat you so as you grow up in this country. Because at the time you arrive here, you are 4 years old.
Yeah, but I knew French and a bit of English. So it's I wasn't necessarily that relatable.
Actually, you didn't want to learn other language.
No, it's not that I didn't want to learn. It's that I didn't have that much exposure to it. My school taught English and Afrikaans. It didn't teach Zulu. And I didn't have black friends.
Why?
So I just wasn't.
You know, I'm her first like close black South African.
And basically,
What are you calling me?
I mean, I have a lot more. I have a lot
black
more
now.
Yeah, but I mean, when I was younger, I couldn't get away with just speaking English. Like, you know, Mbali's never expected me to speak her mother tongue. You know, and
Mbali,
but back
wrong.
In the day,
why must I expect her to speak Xhosa?
She must learn.
No, but it's
thing.
Not her culture.
If we grew up together, she will never know anything.
If we grew up together, we wouldn't have been friends because you wouldn't have accepted that I don't speak your mother tongue. You
it's not like I don't speak Xhosa around her. Often I'll speak vernacular around her when there are people around me who speak vernacular.
And
so you and I can talk Zulu.
And
you
I'll
know what I mean? And she'll
from.
Never stop me. And she does actually pick up a lot that way, but I'll never force her or expect her to speak Xhosa.
So just imagine if I take you to my mom's village at the rural area of Zanin. What are you going to do? What are you going to speak? Are you gonna just sit there and want me to explain what they say to you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, pick up your socks.
No, but I mean, it's interesting that you say that because there's so many family members I can't speak to because I don't speak any
but
African
you can hear
languages
when they speak.
Technically. No, I can't. Like my family, like my family members who speak Lingala only or, you know, Kihundi or Mashi or whatever, like those, their mother tongues, I literally cannot engage with them.
It's interesting what you're saying because I think we expect a lot of white South Africans, for instance, mm-hmm. to learn, you know, the vernacular languages. And I think that's a fair expectation when you've been in a country for a long time.
Yeah.
So I want to know from your experience, what do you think it is? Because I think it's probably a similar dynamic. What's going wrong?
Mm-hmm. For me personally, there was so much hostility around me learning these languages that I thought, hell no. Mm. I will never be forced to learn a language. I think if it was like, you know, we have incredible cultures, and for me, it just came from bullying. Like, you're such a coconut because you only know European languages, you know?
Yeah.
And then for me, I thought, actually, what's my priority? I'd actually rather learn an African language that can help me understand my family members before understanding you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to insult me anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so for me, I stopped being interested completely. Until today, I'm not actually interested. Like, I understand the value of it, and I don't disrespect it. And I actually find these different cultures and languages extremely beautiful, but I'm personally not that interested in
you just
learning.
Understand when they say kwere kwere. That's the words that you understand.
Yeah, Masima.
Why always the swear words? Why?
Yeah, you know, some basics.
Because they know and they understand that she
no,
doesn't...
but also because it comes at me.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah. so it's very easy. And I like, we sort of joke that, oh, why do the foreigners always know the swear words? But it could actually be because those tended to be the things that kept coming at us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I also don't agree that you're not open to learning or you don't want to, because I find in the right spaces, you know, when there is no pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
I find you genuinely keen to like get involved.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm. I am. I find the whole of South Africa beautiful. I really do. Like, it's incredible. I don't necessarily feel a part of it all the time.
So like Christmas and New Year, you spend your Christmas and New Year in here in South Africa or you go home?
Yeah, I've never gone back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've never gone back. And
that's why I say you are South African. Why are you still calling yourself like other names?
I feel like
you belong here.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes it's beyond just citizenry. And I think it's because my my identity isn't just singular. It's not just South African. It's not just Congolese. And it's not just Burundian. And it's neither of those as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm not... And it's not even about purity, you know. It's not necessarily that I need to be something in the purest form in order for me to be that. It's that I know that there's certain parts of me I don't necessarily understand, and they might come from cultures that I don't know about yet, but it feels intrinsic.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, so it's not when I say that it might sound like I'm rejecting it, but it's not that. It's that it's all that I'm saying is that my identity as that is not complete.
Yibble.
It's not just that. Okay. And sometimes I don't feel like that at all. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't at all.
So if I can just tell you the words and say, just say after me, you can do that.
If say repeat after you.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
Nyaguzwa.
Nyaguzwa.
Okay.
Girl,
okay,
girl.
Guys, okay.
All right. Sorry, touch me, girl.
Yeah. Am I invited to the Shusanyama?
Welcome to this.
Did you know the funny thing about Tuliza is? Tuliza loves local music.
I do.
She knows more local music than I know.
Oh, I do.
No, it's not. Okay, I don't know about that. Actually, maybe more current local music because I don't know anything at the moment. No, tell her. Your knowledge of like contemporary local music is amazing.
I love Destruction Boys.
Yeah.
I love Babes Will Do More.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I love Dr. Malinga. I love Durban music. Okay. Durban house.
In other words, you love Zulu men.
Do you see what I mean? And all of his music is in Vernac most of the time. Yeah, and she doesn't understand the language, but she loves it.
Oh, you know that Memeza song?
Oh.
The way I love that song.
That's my favorite song because it's so Memeza.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. So,
okay. So you
love it. So sometimes I know like I am South African and sometimes I don't feel like it
you
at all.
You know what? You must feel like you own this country. Don't feel like, okay, oh my God.
But it's not a bad thing. Mm. It's not a bad thing. Like before it was overwhelming. Like, you know, when you're young and you don't understand yourself and you don't know where your place in the world is, it can feel very overwhelming. But for me, it feels like an absolute blessing because I can be so many different things at so many different times in different places.
Yeah.
And also I've come to really respect the things I don't know. You know, like I'm open then to being taught. So like I learned so much from Bali about, you know, when she has to speak to people in Vernac.
Yeah.
And I feel sometimes completely helpless in those situations. And it's nice to be in places or situations that humble you.
So
you don't know
long,
everything
how
there.
Long you
you're
been
not
going, Bali?
How long has it been? Like December 2015.
Like 20 years or something.
Oh my God. So did you ever go to where Khoza?
No, I haven't brought her to the Transkei yet.
Why?
Actually, that should be on our bucket list. No, we're just so busy. We haven't thought about it.
Yeah. I think maybe you have to teach her to carry the baguette on the head because.
Well, maybe I have to learn first, love.
You know how?
I'm so clumsy. Buddy. No, I've tried for a long. My grandmother gave up on me because I can't. Because I struggled to walk, Jane. You know what I mean?
In general. So she just gave up and said, "I'm tired about you."
Yeah. Do you know how many buckets of water I would spill? But like. We'd walk like 3 kilometers and halfway.
Because, you know, when
I would spill the entire bucket of water and she'd have to go back. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And we'd end up spending the whole day getting water.
What do you call it? Like the mushu. What do you call mushu?
Mushu, samp and beans.
Oh my God. Do you think you can eat mushu?
So what
have
that,
I never have that, you had samp and beans?
That's samp and beans. Oh, I love samp and beans.
Yeah, you
but
have.
I feel like the samp and beans that I mean, I'm sure I've had some when I was younger, but I feel like the ones I have nowadays are like the ones from Pick and Pay.
Oh girl.
And it's not the same. I know
I've deprived you, hey? You actually you're actually making me aware now that I haven't tried very hard.
What kind of friends are you?
I finally get a black friend.
What kind of
and look at how she deprives me.
I think maybe she's also white.
I'm not white just because I spill the bucket.
That's
just because I can't balance the bucket.
Oh my God. Bali,
I'm clumsy. Actually I tried for years.
And they just say, you know what, I'm so tired about you, Bali. Go to Johannesburg, you can just find out who you are. But you're just still calling yourself.
I got to a point where my grandmother, like, when it, because I really wanted to do it, because for me it was like, It was like a sport. It was fun because we didn't need to do it here in Joburg, wasn't it? So I'd be the first to volunteer.
Yeah.
To like go get the water. And my grandma, hi.
Zogbeta.
Yeah, el payas.
Liyeke. Oh my God.
Oh, God, see, I
couldn't even carry a packet. So, Bali. So when did you come to Johannesburg, actually?
Me? Mm. I was born in Joburg.
Oh, you're born in Joburg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can see. That is why. She can't even know anything about
No, I've only ever opened tabs. No, don't say I don't know. I know everything I need to know. So, like, So,
when schools close, you go to...
Yeah. I mean, not so much recently, but definitely when I was younger, at least once or twice a year, especially around the festive season, around Easter.
You see, that's why I'm teaching my
children. We'd go to Transkei.
We'd go home.
We'd go to Transkei, yeah. But I was born and raised in Joburg. So they never treated me, obviously, like a local. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, like, I started to go to white schools very early. Mm. And, you know, we had obviously things that they didn't have. So we'd, like, come in, like, a car. Yo. And my dad actually lives in Mthatha. But his mom lives in the village. And he has a house.
Where?
In the city. Mthatha, right?
Mthatha, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
village and the city.
Exactly. Mm, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'd always sometimes be in the house and then sometimes go to the village.
Girl.
Yeah. Okay. So they used to call me a city girl, but because the city for them is the same as the city is a place for white people, they'd actually call us Abelungu, right?
Oh, wow. So can you eat a trap?
Indoni?
Mukhodi.
Mukhodi, absolutely. I can make mukhodi, girl.
Friends.
I can make it. I just can't do the slaughter, nah, because Lord I actually feel Jesus. Bad. No, but how many women do you know who actually do the slaughter? It's for men.
Because people, they have to know those things.
No.
Can you kill a chicken?
I struggle to chase it, but I can, once it's dead, I can defeather it. I struggle to chase it.
You know.
I get scared.
That's the city children. You know, my son, when he grew up, when I took him home at the rural area, he was scared of the chicken. That's why he didn't ever eat the meat.
Scary. You know what? Scared you know how chicken. Scary it is when a chicken turns on you? Yes. Imagine a chicken. A chicken is supposed to be the most scared. A chicken is supposed to be scared of you. It's like a sheep. Imagine how a sheep starts charging towards you. It's the scariest thing. And sometimes chickens get angry, hey? Roosters in particular. I've been chased by a chicken. It's not nice up there.
Chased by a chicken. What about if you're chased by a cow? What are you going to do?
Run
until
I feel
where?
Like you can outrun a cow. I feel like it's harder to outrun a chicken.
You know, when I grow up, I have some scar right here. You know, when I grow up, my mom told me the cow has lived me like a 1 hour.
Wow.
They've been chasing a cow. The cow has lived me because I was playing on the street.
Lifting you?
Because I'm still scared of the cow today.
Wow. Okay.
I'm scared of the cow than a car.
Yo, wow. Unless it's on your plate, most.
Oh my God. The cow's so dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Mm. It's true.
Better than chicken. Chicken is something like a little thing that you can just hold and just slot the chicken.
Unless it turns on you, I'm telling you, because you don't see it coming. Mm. You know what I mean? You get all confident. It's like, imagine a mouse just decided to chase you.
Just imagine.
So human beings are confident until, yeah.
Oh, in other words, both of you are not like a rural ladies. You are like, okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not even going to lie. Like,
I've never slaughtered anything.
You will never know anything about the culture.
No, but we do know about the, I know about the culture. Do you know what I mean?
You don't know anything about the culture.
From time to time, I've been exposed to things like funerals or weddings and then going through like the traditional parts of those ceremonies. Besides that, like not much.
But also when you come from the city, they treat you like you're soft.
Yeah.
So there's certain things you mustn't do. You know what I mean? So it's not just your fault. Like sometimes you'll actually want to do things and they'll be like, no, that thing is not for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I have to like, if I want to make tripe, if I want to like clean.
Wash the tripe.
And wash the tripe, I have to force.
Okay, yeah. In that case, they never protected me from that.
Yeah, or else they don't trust me.
No, they've never protected me from stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So yeah, so I've always been involved in all that stuff, definitely,
So in other words, if I can just give you a mili and say, cook my pap, but in Bali, I know she can't because it's a Xhosa girl. Xhosa people, they cook in that thing. What do you call that pap, like you put ingomasi into? What do you call
Mpoko.
Mpoko.
Putu.
Putu.
No, but we cook. We also cook pap.
The soft one, like
the soft one,
like Bedi and Changan.
No, but Changan pap is different. Changan pap is soft. Very soft. So even when you cook it, and then you leave it for a while, and it goes a bit harder. But our pap is hard. Like we cook it hard.
Mm. So what about if you go to the rural area? Like if I take you to my village and meet a guy there and want to marry you, what are you gonna do, guys?
It's not gonna work out.
Yeah, it just won't.
You can't even try.
Mm-mm. No.
You're not serious, guys.
No, it's. I don't want to waste his time.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you know what I mean?
You must learn.
Mm-mm. Like, I don't even like cooking in, like, on a stove.
In Joburg.
With, like,
in Joburg.
Quick make food. Like, I... No.
Neither of us are, like, I don't really even cook at home. Like, I help with the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, like, even at home, like, I'm not that domesticated.
Mm.
So can you imagine now, Erkunu?
Just wouldn't work out.
It's just not going to work. And it's just a waste of time. There would be abuse involved. Yeah, because I'd hit back as well.
Me too, guys. I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed, guys. You know, when I look at you guys, I was thinking, oh, this is like a strong woman.
No, but there's different ways to be strong.
Yeah, we are strong. Guys, we are strong.
You are not. You know, sometimes if I can just give you a trap here, I can suggest, wash this muhodu. You can't even wash muhodu clear, like, to be clean that people, they
I
can
I told
eat.
You that I can do that
yeah,
stuff. I
can.
Just choose not to.
Yeah.
I don't want
and
to.
And otherwise, you're going to smell your hands and say, oh, my God, I'm
no,
so
I
bad.
Don't want.
Yeah, it's literally just not wanting to. I can do anything. I can scale the fish. I can pluck the chickens. I can do all that stuff. I just don't want to.
Oh, okay,
it's
I
a
can
choice.
See. It's a
yeah.
choice.
It's a choice.
That's why you have a choice that you don't want to learn other language.
I feel like you're not going to let that go.
No, that's a choice. You know, when I arrived to Johannesburg first, I told myself, you know what, I have to learn isiZulu.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of Zulu people
Kuluma
in
this country.
Yes, kuluma mina isiZulu ntombazane. Yes,
ishaya. Si broken kodwa.
Ah, ayibo. It was broken.
No, I'm kidding.
It was not.
I'm teasing you.
Because that's the first thing that I learned.
Mm.
You have to tell yourself that, you know what, I have to learn everything in this country. And Venda language is a difficult language.
Mm.
When I went to Venda, I forced myself to learn Shivenda.
Mm.
Because they have to sleep on the floor. So I have to learn how to sleep on the floor.
Did you do that stuff?
Whatever is dusty or you're wearing expensive clothes, you have to sleep on the floor.
I can't deal with that thing, eh?
Yeah, me neither.
And also, like, my cousin's like a Xhosa woman married to a Venda guy. And when they had the traditional wedding, she obviously went and then she brought, like, you know, her aunts and her cousins.
Yeah.
And you know how, like,
they, like
vocal Xhosa women are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
So when they had to lie down, it was such a problem. Like, no one wanted to do it.
You see, that's the problem. Tell yourself that you want to learn. You will learn.
Ah, but you know, I think you must also learn the things that you want to learn.
Yeah.
So what about those, like, Mbali, I want to ask you this, like, Xhosa people, when they get married, they're wearing something like a blanket or on the shoulder.
Mm.
Is that a necessary thing?
I think it is.
It's for what?
I have no idea. I don't want to lie. I don't want to make it up.
But you say you're a Xhosa.
I'm a Xhosa, but I don't know what I mean, I know what it looks like. I don't know absolutely.
I think I have to tell your grandmom to take you back to the rural area.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that
she
can
be
learn.
So happy.
Yeah.
She'd be so happy.
So that she can learn.
No, you know what I do? I need a refresher course. I actually, if I need to make time to go, like, for 3 months.
Oh, 3 months is too much, girl. You can't.
No, but it's nice. And, you know, I really enjoy it there. Like, things are simple.
You think so?
Simple, simple, simple.
Like to, what do you call those things? Like, what do you call the poo for cow?
Cow dung to for the floor.
To the floor. To
yeah, I remember doing... It's a funny story. That was also another thing. Like, I was younger. I thought it was so much fun, right? Because we'd go to, like...
like a decoration.
We'd go to the kraal, and we'd, like, gather the cow dung. I thought it was so much fun, ne?
Yeah.
And it was for the floor. Nah, but obviously now, like, I'm coming from the city and, like, I go to creche and we do arts and crafts and stuff at creche and they show us how to paint and we were learning finger painting. You know finger painting at creche?
Yeah.
So what I did...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared.
So I took the cow dung and I decided that...
put on, like...
Oh, my gosh.
I decided the walls outside were very bare. The walls outside the hut were very bare. It was, like, plain peach paint. I was like, no, they need a bit of decoration.
Yeah, because it's like
I finger painted the wall.
Oh my God.
With cow dung. It was like, so I put all these handprints.
Oh my God.
My grandmother was so mad.
Oh my God. She was supposed to.
So they never let me do that again either.
Well, that's a one way to get out of it.
But I thought I was being so helpful.
You thought maybe decorating the wall.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my God.
That's lovely. Imagine. That's a beautiful memory, though, because it's probably still there. Hey?
No, they cleaned it off, nigga.
Oh.
Please.
With
okay.
what?
Okay.
With what?
I don't know. With whatever. I think they probably repainted. No, my grand is not sentimental. She's not down with that. Black people are not that sentimental.
Yeah,
you don't
so
want to
true.
Know.
So
how do you
true.
Explain to your neighbors? Oh no, my granddaughter, you see, she's from the city and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
arts and crafts.
Look at what she did into my wall. Oh my God.
No, please. I'm lucky I didn't get a hiding. That was the nice thing, is I never used to get punishment.
Oh, because you're a city girl.
Because I was soft.
Oh my God. To like a queen. Hey? Okay, ladies. Okay. The question that I want to ask you too, Lisa.
Yes.
Like, if I can... Oh, do you have a boyfriend?
I don't. Why did you ask it like that?
But did you have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, both of you are like still okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, you joined to be a singer?
Not
well,
particularly.
I mean...
It's not entirely by choice.
We are in a relationship with Maid.
Yeah,
we have a business.
I understand. Yeah, that's good. I understand. You know what? I can ask you more questions about the boyfriend.
Thank you. I appreciate that, love. I'm glad that you respect that, because a lot of women don't respect that. They feel like,
why?
You must sacrifice. Do you know what I mean? And like, there's a time and place for everything. And Mina, I know I'm the kind of person who's all in. Like, I like to do everything I do properly.
Yeah.
And when I commit, I must commit, you know? I mustn't commit to a relationship when I know that I actually don't have the time.
Because other relationship, they can just waste your time.
Exactly.
You will never go to play with Tulisa. Tulisa, she can call you. Where are you going?
You know, on our play dates, friends.
So you must enjoy your time before you just commit to...
No, but I mean, imagine if like one of us found the one, you know, the right one, and then we really mess it up because we're prioritizing other things over growing the relationship. You know, so yeah. So I think it's... Certainly for me, and I think for Mbali too, just not the right time.
Yeah, but I mean, we want to make space eventually.
Yeah.
You must.
Yeah.
You must. That's your time. Take your time. So I feel like, Tulisa.
Yes.
I want to, like, if I want to visit where you're from.
Yes.
Kenya.
Congo.
Oh, sorry. Mbali, please. Kenya and Congo is like KK, but what do you mean?
Zambia.
Is it?
Zambia.
Congo is the sea. Congo is the sea.
Uganda.
Always. And Rwanda as well,
what?
Because they can't remember Burundi.
What's
oh my God,
Somalia, girl, Somalia.
What did I say? Kenya.
Yeah, but it's Congo, the DRC.
Oh, DRC, Congo, Kenya. Oh my God, why did I say Kenya actually?
Because you're South African, and we're like that. We think the rest of Africa is one country, and it's the first one that comes to mind.
Maybe you don't know, I find love in Kenya.
Yeah, guys.
Okay.
No, but actually a lot of people have told me that I look like a Kenyan.
Yeah,
it's
what I was about to say.
I don't know.
No, it's not true. Jane, please, lies. Now you're making excuses.
No, but seriously. You see, sometimes when you look at these dark colors, you just say, okay, she's from Kenya, but she's from Congo. Okay, what's the difference between Kenya and Congo? Okay, now I know. Okay, in other words, I can't just say I want to go to visit to Kenya.
Congo.
Oh my God. Guys,
let's go with Kenya.
Okay, we can't go with Kenya. We go with Congo, actually. Guys, what's wrong with me with Kenya?
It's okay, you'll get it. You're not the only, you're not alone.
That face is from like...
You're not alone.
No, but I mean, you're not too far off because, like, Kenya's in East Africa. Mm-hmm. And, like, East Africans, and this is quite a broad statement, but it sometimes applies. But we do have similar features from East Africa. We do tend to be the darker ones of the continent. We do tend to have, like, red lower lips.
So
we do have similar features. So a lot of times when people will ask me if I'm from somewhere, they'll usually ask me if I'm from an East African country. So they don't always get Burundi right, and that's the East African country that my father's from. But they do tend to like ask me if I'm from an East African country. So yeah.
Okay.
So you're not too far off. And my mother's from Congo.
And your father?
And so my mother's from Congo, my father's from Burundi. And they have very different features. If you saw them.
How long is, when I'm here in South Africa, how long's take me to fly to Congo?
I have no idea.
You must ask her.
And I think from what I've heard from a friend who lives there, she goes to Uganda first, and then from Uganda she goes to
Congo. Oh my God, it's like 5 days.
I don't know, actually.
And your mom, she's around here?
My mom lives, yeah, in Johannesburg.
Your father?
So we all came together. My father still lives in Secunda, actually. My father still lives in Secunda, and then he comes to Johannesburg every weekend.
Okay, I can see. That's why I say you are belong to my continent.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I sort of between last year and this year have been trying to find ways to actually go and visit Congo. And then also go to Burundi, I mean, because it's right next door. And I plan, I think, in at least the next year or two to definitely...
To go and visit.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone on that side?
Yeah, so we still have family there in both countries.
So in other words, you don't have any friends because you arrive here when you are four?
Yeah.
You don't know anyone?
From there?
Hmm.
No, but then they've come, you know, throughout the years, some have moved to South Africa as well. Some have visited. So we have gotten to know some of them. Some moved to Belgium and they've come to visit as well. So yeah, in time, as we grew older, they did come by and visit. Some of us have gone to visit them as well. Not Congo, but like Belgium,
yeah.
America, those kinds of places.
That's why you have that tongue. I'm a car. Okay. In other words, you don't know anything about Congo. Like, if I can just say, let's go to Congo tomorrow, we can't find any place to sleep.
No. I mean, we'd be able to sleep over at family
members. Did you ever ask your family, how's Congo?
This is a shocking thing. No, not at all. Like, I literally don't ask anything about Congo. I don't ask anything about Burundi. And I'm not even sure why. Like, I got asked the other day to point out on a map where Kinshasa is. And I had no idea where it is. My parents were married in Isiho. They asked me to point that out. I didn't know where it was. I don't know where Bukavu is, which is where my mother was born and raised. She moved to Kisangani. I have no idea where that is. I don't know where Bujumbura is, which is, you know, where my father came from. Like, I cannot show you anything on a map about my country, countries.
In my culture, we have that thing, like, if I die, they have to bury me at rural area where I came from.
Mm.
In other words, you and your family, you belong here in Johannesburg.
My family are so untraditional that I don't think they care much for those things. You know, I think they'll just go to a kind of conventional place, get a conventional coffin, go to a conventional graveyard. You know, no associations to where spirits lie or culture or any of that. Like, they are not attached to anything. And I wonder actually if in a lot of ways that could have been a coping mechanism, because I sometimes can't understand how you can be that detached from something that you do know and that you did experience. You know, like, it makes a bit more sense for us as the kids because we didn't experience that stuff. We don't really know much about it. They didn't tell us anything about it. And so I think sometimes my apathy or my... I wouldn't necessarily call it disinterest, but sometimes it feels like not being interested about something you don't even know you should be interested in, you know?
Yeah.
So, it seems like they don't care or want to care, or I don't know. I don't know what it is about.
I think maybe the experience from back where they came from,
it
was not good. Because what I had...
Mm.
From Congo, it was so bad. Like, they're killing people when you see news. It was so bad.
Same in Burundi.
The bombs and everything.
No, you're right. That's probably got a lot to do with it.
South Africa is a nice country. You can't even hear anything like a bomb. They killed people. You just walk.
We don't have natural disasters.
You see?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why they don't want to talk about
just
that.
Just apartheid. Only that.
But apartheid is gone, guys. Just imagine, it's gone.
This is fun, Jane.
Apartheid is gone. You know, if you find somebody with the apartheid, just put the person in the right place.
Aww.
And just tell them, you know what? Did you see the news about those guys that they put the guy into the coffin?
Mm-hmm.
I will. this country, you can't do that.
What happened?
Yeah.
The you remember the guy from, what do you call, I don't know, the one that they put him into the coffin, those white.
Was it in our country?
Yeah. Those white guys.
They put a black man into a coffin?
Yeah. Did you? They are in court today.
Dude, oh, wow. No, that
to
went
do
over
what
my
now?
Head.
To
they
do what?
Beat him. Mm. They put him into the coffin.
And apartheid is gone. Are you sure?
That's what I say. They're solving them today.
Mm. No, but I mean, do you see though how those things are inside us?
Yeah,
it's not even just about, oh, okay, the law says that now we're
apartheid
all free. It's
inside,
that, it's inside,
or inside the person.
It's inside.
You're
us.
Still having that thing. You know what?
I have outside is gone. Like, but
yeah,
okay, yeah, I understand.
So that's why we sort of.
Anyway, this
like
conversation will take us until gone. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I also feel like you're giving Talitha so much attention.
Yeah,
Linda gave her.
You know, Bali. I'm like, firstly, when I saw Bali, I was told maybe because she's Xhosa. Mm. She can tell me, she can teach me more about Xhosa. But because she was born here and raised here in Johannesburg, I don't have any question to ask you. Like,
whatever.
Know.
You asked me one question I couldn't answer. Why do they cover with a blanket? I don't know. Maybe they're cold.
I feel like you can't even speak Xhosa for me.
Kanjani?
Kahle.
Ndiyasithetha iXhosa ungazondiqhela. Hayibo.
Kakubi.
Kakubi?
Kakubi.
Njani? Wazelaphi wena?
No, serious. I feel like I
wazelaphi? Usazelaphi isiXhosa wena?
Ngiyasazi.
Ungazondiqhela.
The date umXhosa mina ndiyasazi isiXhosa.
Umbani?
Indoba.
IsiXhosa, andisazi mina isiXhosa, ndazi isiXhosa.
Oh my god. You see, that's what did you call that?
Xho. Chi.
Xhosa. I'm dead. I can't just pronounce that. Xhosa. Xhosa.
I'm suffering not at an hour, Jam. Undigile. Ndiyeke.
Ungadigi.
Ndiyeke. Ndiyeke. Ndiyeke.
Okay.
I love the way
high five. High five. You are still Xhosa girl. I can see that.
Well, let me impress you.
Qiqa
qiqa. Neqa kuvuye emqolo. Niqale ngomgqibelo. Laqaqamba.
Wow.
I love that. She can speak a real Xhosa.
Trevor Noah the other day on like Regis and no Kelly and that show with Kelly Ripper. He was speaking, say it.
It's Xhosa.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Xhosa.
To the Americans.
No, but you know when Trevor speaks Xhosa to the Americans, he takes liberties and he says it's not always accurate because they don't know. So he gets away with it. And I'm always like, this guy.
When you go to Xhosa in Transkei, are you taking a bus or like you're taking your
Translax, you see.
Oh my god, you can't take your car because it's like 5 days to go to travel to.
It's very far. So sometimes we take a car, but like by the time you get there, it's just.
You'll be like, finished.
You're finished.
I'm finished. But you have to take your car because it's a rural area. How can you go to grab the water into the river while you don't have a car? Well, at least.
What are you talking about?
Seriously, you see, at the Xhosa, at Transkei, they still go to the river and grab water.
In a car?
In a car.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Like.
Bro, I can't help you there.
Wow.
Why am I nyao, sissy?
You must
walk, babe.
How many packets do you have to grab when you walk?
What? I mean, one per person.
Or you can use a wheelbarrow.
I find it so amazing that she's calling us the city girls. Meanwhile, that was such a city move.
She wants
move.
To drive to the
that
river.
That was such a city
move. I'm from
you want to drive to the river?
in where I'm from. because, you know why? Because at the Xhosa, okay, I understand because at Xhosa cultures, they're like, the what do you call? They can't drive to the rivers. You know why? Because the river is like 1 hour to go there. I think maybe she's saving a petrol. In other words, she decided to walk to the river.
No, but actually now we have taps, eh?
But why? Because people, they like Rondavel House.
Rondavels?
Yeah.
Because they're beautiful. Because they have no corners. Because shady things happen in corners.
Oh.
Did you know that they enjoy to stay in the Rondavel House?
They're beautiful, though.
Mm, we love that.
They're very nice.
But like...
It's just... There's something about the shape.
Middle post. Do they have that?
No, I don't remember a middle post call. Okay, you're getting too architectural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but in Bali, the thing that I don't understand with the Xhosa people, like in our village, we stay like next door. My neighbor is not like 5
minutes. No,
alarm shower. Even if I can't scream, they can't even hear
me. Do you remember that ad?
No.
It was like a Vodacom ad. I think when cell phones were coming out, they made an ad to mock the way, like, Xhosa people live, like, really far from each other.
Yeah,
like,
why?
There's a hut and then there's, like, a kilometer between you and your neighbor. And so to communicate, you have to shout. So there's this ad.
and they don't want to, they don't like to put the fence.
No, we don't like fences either.
Why, Mbali? Can't you ask your grandmom that question?
No, you know what? We have fences now. We just don't feel like we necessarily need them.
But
we
still live far with
we trust each other, and because we like space.
No.
And we need, obviously, like, everyone must have their crops. Everyone must have their land. Maybe we just have a lot of land per person.
Oh, that's why you bury the family into the yard.
Oh, really?
We've got lots of land. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you didn't know that about
that. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
She don't tell you anything about her culture.
I owe you a visit. We're going.
I don't tell you anything about my culture either. No, but
yeah, it's true.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we're creating our own culture.
Yeah.
Jane.
Oh, Johannesburg ladies, city girls.
Yes, sirs.
Okay, city girls. They don't even talk about the culture.
Babes, me, I'm so proud of you. Can I tell you? Because ain't like this was an audition. And me, I think that you have passed the audition, girl.
Yay!
Did you know it was an audition?
Okay. What's the song that you like?
I
the song that she
likes.
Memeza. Memeza.
I don't know the song.
Where are you from?
Ayi.
She know exactly how. Sizo Memeza. Memeza.
Sanamare. Sanamare.
She's out of order.
She is. And she didn't get the dress code. It's just a problem.
So, babes, well done.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we're looking forward to having you as a guest host. So what do you want? What do you want people to think about Jane's Corner when they talk about it? Like, you know, after you interview them,
I want them to feel great.
Okay.
I want them to feel like, you know what? I can just ask Jane everything.
Mm.
Whatever I have a problem, I can just contact Jane and ask her the question. If I can't answer the question, I can just refer them to Mbali and to Lisa.
Okay.
So they can just answer the question for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you want people to feel at home. You want to connect them. Uh-huh. You want to help
them. You know what? Feel that love.
Yeah. I feel like you'd be a really good therapist.
Uh-huh.
You'd be a really good, like, psychologist.
Oh, my God.
A counselor.
I was a counselor before.
Yeah. Maybe we... I think what we've needed on this show is actually a counselor.
Absolutely.
Flip, we've had so much trauma.
Hey!
Lisa and I need counseling. This space, can you imagine all the things we hear? Sometimes we just need someone we can tell them to.
Yeah.
So I think you can be that person. Eh?
Mm. You know what's so good actually about your style, let's call it your style,
is
you get to the heart of things. It's really great. Like you're certainly making me think about things that I haven't thought of in a very long time or at all in some instances.
Oh, yeah.
So we are looking forward.
Yeah.
We are looking very, very forward to Jane's Corner.
Session. Welcome me. Because you don't want to welcome me.
Welcome me.
It's your time now.
To my time.
It's your time now.
To my corner. To my bag.
Yes.
To my where I am now.
Yes,
okay,
girl.
Maybe I'm going to belong here forever.
Yes, girl.
I'm here,
ooh,
ladies.
Girl.
Watch out.
Yes, girl.
Okay,
yes,
I'm
girl.
I'm here.
So, that's right, everyone. In the coming weeks, Jane will be hosting a 3-part series called Jane's Corner. And if all goes well, she'll become a more permanent addition to the Mate Session. So we'd definitely love to hear from all of you over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Although she might take over.
I might take over.
I'm absolutely sure that's probably what's
happen. This is the beginning of it.
No, actually, I'm not going to take over.
It's the beginning of the end for us.
You know what? I don't like to take over.
We're
happy.
I'm really glad.
Yeah,
no, we both are happy.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, I think you deal a lot better with attention than we do. Like, Lisa and I are actually very quiet people.
Why are you so boring, Maravel?
You see, do you know what I mean? So I think, like, I think the show needs a celebrity, and I think Jane can be the celebrity.
Actually, I'm that celebrity.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You've arrived.
Uh-huh. I'm arrived in the house.
We're your backup singers.
Uh-huh.
Nah?
But to Lisa, she can just do memeza for us all the time when we need some break.
Nah?
Yeah.
I think that should be our intro song.
Yeah, you
have
got to
hear the song. It's like, so amazing.
So memeza, but she must learn the song.
Sanamare.
Oh my God.
Sanamare.
Why?
Because me, back to my roots. My I'm devoted to my roots. My none of this new stuff. Do you see? There we go. That's what the ladies are going to want to sing. Do you think the ladies are going to sing Memeza?
Who knows? Some are
this is what they're gonna. I actually think we should start opening with like a prayer and a church song.
Yeah, because I'm a church person.
Nah?
I think who's going to pray?
Oh, not you, hey?
Who?
Why not you?
Both of you. One of you must choose. Me, I can just.
Oh, we must come in just to pray and then.
No, before we start the show, we have to pray.
I think we should.
To ask God to give us that power and the connection so that we can connect.
That is so
without
beautiful.
The connection, we can't do
beautiful.
Anything.
You see, this is why we need Jane.
That is so lovely, Jane. Oh my gosh.
Mm. We need
and the ladies will appreciate that. Mm. I don't think we've done enough of that.
Yeah.
And we've noticed, I mean, sometimes we've had like when we've, not on air, but when we've met with the ladies outside of Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Before we start anything, and I don't know how many times they correct me, because I'll just I'll start talking. But first they want to sing and they want to pray.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
And I don't think we've done enough. So I think like you're going to help to make, you know, the maid sessions
because
a lot
we
more
meet God wherever we go.
Authentic.
That is so
that's
so beautiful.
God can just show us the way.
I love that.
Ah! Cannot wait. Cannot wait. All right.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, give us your thoughts, and follow her series. So yeah, follow us on Twitter at @made_labs. That's MADE_LABS. Follow us on Facebook as well, made.labs. And our website is made-labs.com.
Yeah. And I think what we'll probably start to do is hashtag Jane's Corner. Mm. That's the name for now. Or Jane's handbag. No? But let's not give everything away now. Thanks so much, Jane, for today. It was really nice.
Well
thank
done.
You so much for inviting me, actually. I really enjoyed
it. Thanks for inviting us. Get with the program.
You know, sometimes you forget that we are boss, you're in charge. Actually, I invite
and
you
so
here
quickly,
today.
Jane. And so quickly you forget.
All right, guys.
I think maybe you have to kick me out.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, we're looking so forward to your series.
All right. Peace and love.
Day. Bye.
Say bye, Jane.
But I did.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.